Well, now we're taking it down to the coast. The home of the RBC Heritage Classic down there at Harbortown and Hilton Head.
Love us some Harbortown and Hilton Head.
And our tournament director, Mr. Steve Wilmot, joins us. Welcome back, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning. Great. How are you all today?
Man, it is cold here today. How's it down there?
Little frost on the pumpkin down here. I'm avoiding 18 this morning. I've been around the course, but I chose not to go out that way this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, interesting, after the wins that the guys at Augusta have faced Thursday, Friday, and are anticipated today, you know, usually you guys have some good breezes down there in Harbortown. It might be an easier golf course to them this week.
Yeah, it's you know, it's one of those things, being on the coast, obviously, and the intercoastal and the trade winds, whatever you want to say. You know, we'll take this weather now. You know, you got to get through today to get to tomorrow, and yeah, you know, we got our fingers crossed for next week, obviously.
Well, when we were down there, I don't know, a year or so ago, we faced one of the worst winds off the water on the par 3, number 17. I mean, we were talking about like a 3 or 4 club wind. If the players face that, I mean, real golfers, not us.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, what kind of a change do they have to make when they face that wind off the water on number 3 and then again, I mean, on number 17 and then again on 18, hitting it out over the water and hoping to keep it in on the right?
Well, who's to say I'm a real golfer first and foremost? But no, you know, it's all a matter. It's just like happens in Augusta in any tournament, whether it's Wells Fargo or you know, the wind sometimes sets in the morning, picks up in the afternoon, and you know, so you'll have your morning groups that might have a little bit of an advantage, and then, you know, obviously it flips and changes a little bit, so they have to adjust. And you're absolutely right. I mean, unfortunately for us, fortunately for us is, you know, we're truly a shot maker's course. We're only 71-01 in yards, and you know, not many guys pull out their drivers anyway, but it's you know, you're going to have to make those adjustments. Obviously, when you get out to 16, 17, and 18, because certainly the wind picks up out there.
Yeah, Steve, you can't control the wind or the weather, but how are the rest of the preparations going to have the, you know, to put on your big show?
Well, excellent, and you know, it's a part of Mother Nature as well. It's funny, where golf tournaments are so different than a football game, where you're praying for 4 good hours and a couple maybe good hours for tailgating. Here golf tournaments are praying for a good week, let alone you know, a couple great weeks ahead of time for setup. But we've had beautiful weather for the build out, and you know, we're tweaking things each and every day. I was with the our ops guys first thing this morning, and you know, it's starting to tighten some things up, and you know, everything's really coming to place. And obviously people start rolling into the town, and you know, some of these players that unfortunately missed a cut up the road in Augusta, you know, they start coming in early, and then we'll have our sponsors, and obviously things kick off Monday with our opening ceremonies and a Monday pro-am.
All right, so obviously Jim Furyk not in the field, struggling through an injury right now, so you're not going to have a defending champion trying to defend, but the field looks excellent this year, as always. It just seems to be such a great draw, even though it is the week after the first major of the year, just such a great golf course and such a great tournament that you always get a great field.
Well, you know, the thing that we've really embraced is the fact of being after a major and being after the Masters. You know, it's tough for a lot of tournaments, you know, us included, to lead up to a major or to be afterwards. But, you know, we're 3 hours away, close proximity. A lot of the best players in the world, international players, are in to play the Masters. They come down here. It is a different atmosphere. There's not certainly the pressure of the major, and the guys come down and they're riding bikes and they're going to the beach and they're fishing and going into Harbortown, and they're doing a lot of things that they're not able to at other places. So it's almost like we call it an adult spring break, you know, from the standpoint of our spectators and all, but it's almost like a vacation for some of these players. And you know, we're not just working with the players at times with their accommodations, but we're working with the players' brothers and mothers and dads and getting accommodations for them as well, because they're making it as a vacation, and these guys get to play for $1 million+. So that's not too bad of a vacation.
Yeah, there's a lot worse places to miss the cut than Hilton Head.
Well, I can tell you some funny stories. You know, we've had players that aren't even in our fields, and I'll be all of a sudden going, you know, recognize a wife or somebody going, what are you doing here? Well, shoot, this is on our schedule every year, you know, so they're here with their families and the player's not even playing. So it is, we all, you know, I commend the efforts of every tournament out there and all the that goes into place. And, you know, it's amazing what, you know, Kim does up there, Mark Brazel in Greensboro. I mean, truly commend all their efforts. And, you know, we have a unique spot here on the tour and, you know, we all have different challenges and with the venues and all, but, you know, this works and it's a, you know, feel it's a special place on the PGA Tour and it truly works after the, you know, the week up in Augusta as well.
Now, have you ever seen a player who might be struggling, maybe even mentally? I don't know. Ernie Els this week comes to mind, who shows up and the laid-back vibe really helps them at Hilton Head.
Well, you know, perfect example is a guy that won a couple of years ago, Graham McDowell. I mean, he ended up coming down here and as a truly a vacation, and he was playing secondary golf with his dad. They rented an oceanfront house, and they were having some fun, you know, and all those things. And the guy wins, you know. So, yeah, you know, he comes off of playing up in Augusta, and it comes down here. So, you know, I think it truly works, you know. And I, you know, we as tournament directors sometimes deal a lot more with you know, the significant other of the spouses. And you hear a lot of times, you know, I'll talk with the wives and they'll sit there saying, hey, you know, it's so nice to be here. And, you know, my husband's relaxed and it's kind of, and that's, you know, that's to our benefit. You know, we kind of embrace that. And again, there's nothing like what's happening this week up in Augusta. We all, you know, strive to be that good. None of us will ever be that good. But, you know, it's something that's unique and different down here. And, you know, from bike paths and our daycare program, the kids going shrimping and fishing and going to the beach and doing things, it's different than other places. And so...
Well, we're excited to be talking to Steve Wilmot, the big boss down at the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head. And I'm curious, take me out to the build-out when you're starting to put up TV towers and things like that, as most of us will watch this tournament on television. If you had the freedom to go out and sit in one of the TV towers to watch this tournament, you personally, which one would you choose? Which angle should I be looking for most on TV where we might see some drama, might see some guys make a push, might see some guys implode?
You know, that's a tough question, but you know, I've always liked hole 15 because it is something. It is a birdie hole opportunity, and Aaron Baddeley won a couple years hitting a 6-iron into the par 5 and had an eagle. And but you know, again with the build out, there's some great locations out there, and certainly the Calabogie Sound along 17 and 18 there is. There's been some exciting things happen over there the last few years with Davis chipping in a couple of years ago and Boo Weekly chipping in on 17 and 18. So, you know, everyone has their favorite. That's what's neat about it, even with sponsors. You know, we have some sponsors that they love being on 18 for obvious reasons, but then there's others that are like, shoot, I love it on 15. You know, that's where I want to be, or I want to be at 16. And, you know, and opportunities present themselves of us going to sponsors saying, hey, you know, something opened up on 18. Would you like to go there? No, I'm happy where I am. So, you know, it's unique in that respect. There's some great viewing areas, and you can probably ask any one of the staff, and they'll all tell you a different spot that they like and things, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at when that wind starts blowing left to right on 18, you know, you can land the largest airliner in the world on the fairway. But when that wind's blowing hard left to right, that out of bounds on the right side sneaks up on you awful quick, doesn't it?
Very, very much so. And it is, which is, I'm sure you guys know this, but it is the widest fairway on the PGA
yes.
Tour is 18.
Yep, and I missed it twice.
Yeah, well.
I mean, now
yeah,
it was windy and I stink, but
ago,
yeah.
You know, I recently, or about 2 years ago, ran into Steve Jones, and Steve had the lead coming into 18, and he unfortunately, you know, pushed it right out of bounds and lost by a stroke. And he was quick to remind me of that when I saw him. So it wasn't my fault, but we talked about it and things too. So, yeah, you know, and I have the pleasure, obviously, going out there and play, and it's the widest fairway on the tour, but it's still, tough to hit at times.
You know, when you guys start looking at it, I don't know if you know off the top of your head, but how many times has the Masters champion played in your tournament the week after?
Well, you know, we had obviously last year was incredible because of Jordan Spieth, you know, upholding his commitment and coming here and It's one of the easiest decisions I've ever had to make in my entire life is the fact that the tour, you have to, he inquired about getting, you know, opting out of the Wednesday Pro-Am, and I have to approve that. And I'm like, okay. the easiest yes I ever said in my entire life. And then he came down here and actually had an opportunity to win and things too. But Zach Johnson had played a few years ago. I'm trying to think what year that would have been. 2011. Or maybe it was actually before then. You know, Vijay Singh had played when he won. There's been a couple guys. And, you know, and it's interesting because where we are, and it's just like Charlotte. I mean, we are in that Masters Augusta kind of triangle. And it means a lot. If those people that are on the leaderboard, any of those guys that are on the leaderboard this weekend, if they're playing here next week, they're rock stars. And it doesn't have to be the winner. You know, there's a connection. You know, I wish we sold more golf shirts and hats as Augusta does, because you can tell everybody down here next week wearing all their brand new hats and shirts from Augusta, you know, let people know. But it's we're a golf savvy community, and it's you know, we have this unbelievable event this week going on, and then here, and then, you know, Kim and you all up there at Wells Fargo will be a tremendous event. So, you know, we're pretty lucky to have, you know, some pretty special events, you know, here in a matter of, you know, 6 weeks or so.
Well, and I think the field is nice, and when you start talking about a guy like Jordan showing up, yeah, he goes and he does all those crazy media responsibilities, goes on the media tour up in New York and makes his way out to Bristol for ESPN, and then he shows up, and like you say, it's sort of a vacation place, so maybe this is a good way to decompress after winning the Masters. That's my pitch, to have every Master champion have to play your tournament. I hope that helps.
Well, you know, and that was a big question, you know, faced with to me this year, was, you know, is Jordan coming? And I, you know, he truly did us a favor last year.
Yeah.
He was here, and I've been around, whether it's good or bad, this is my 30th year. And so, you know, do I wish players would come every year? Yes. But I might be disappointed, but I'm not upset, because these guys, you know, Jordan's going to, he's maturing every day, and he's going to, you know, his brother's going to get married, and then he's going to get married, he's going to have kids. You know, things change. I use Jay Haas as an example. You know, things in his life changed over the years, and he could make it, he couldn't make it, and some of these other things. And, you know, so you wish guys could come every year, but I also understand they can't. And but, you know, it was interesting last year, you know, Jordan had planned on going deep sea fishing on Tuesday of the tournament. Of course, he did the New York tour, so, you know, we do have something different too for these guys to unwind and come down here and, you know, go sit on a boat and go fish, or go sit on the beach for a few days and unwind and also play a little golf. So so I like to look at that as something that could be in our favor down the road for many of the guys.
Yeah, and in all honesty, Jordan Spieth needs a rest. He's been playing an awful lot.
And that's the thing, you know, so many people have been asking. I'm like, you know, if he did, obviously be fantastic and wonderful, but if he didn't, I would certainly understand. And you can't be every place, every year, every time. And, you know, and he'll be back. We know it. And he had a great time here last year, not just, you know, having played well. And, you know, so we'll, you know, we wish him continued success and all the best. And, you know, just like all these guys that are here, and, you know, the eventual winner this week up there, you know, hopefully we'll be down here one of these years too.
All right, Steve, before we let you go, whose game seems to be shaping up for success at your place?
Well, I could tell you, you know, what's really interesting, I mean, there's so many guys out there that in any given week, and this is truly a shot maker's course, but a guy that I had the opportunity to spend a couple days with that came in early is a gentleman that is turning professional next week, and is Bryson DeChambeau. And I mean, this guy's a real deal, and he's obviously pretty darn good inside the rope, but he's a very intelligent, mature young man that, you know, you like to, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, my whole thought was him going up there, winning Augusta, skipping the New York tour, and coming here and playing our Monday Pro-Am, but I doubt that would happen. But no, he's a guy that, you know, he's something. So I'll be curious. But there's a lot of, you know, Zach again plays well here. Ernie has played well here over the years. Luke Donald has played extremely well here over the years. And So you don't know, but we've certainly been blessed with our winners. And you know, and what's interesting too, four of the last five have been RBC guys. So take a peek at those ambassadors, and you know, and Jason will be here as well this year. So who knows?
All right, Steve, man, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great week next week. We look forward to watching the action down there at Harbortown and Hilton Head.
You bet. Thanks for all your continuing support. Anytime I can ever do anything, just let me know. And for all your listeners out there, you know, look forward to a great weekend this weekend, but be sure to watch us next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care, guys.